Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Franciscan Order celebrates as a solemnity the feast of Our Lady of the Angels, also known as the Porciuncula Feast, or the Feast of, the Porciuncula is actually the Indulgence, and it's also the name taken from that little plot of ground that was given to St. Francis by the Benedictines of the area for his use, and which became the cradle of the Franciscan Order. The Porciuncula Church is a little church dedicated to Our Lady of the Angels, and it's very small. Probably you could fit it almost within this sanctuary area here in this chapel, and it now is enshrined in a very large and beautiful basilica, but the original chapel still stands. Saint Francis attached enormous importance to the chapel because that's where the order received its beginning and its growth. It's where St. Clare received her habit. It's where St. Francis received the vision that led to this novelty, almost, in the church of this plenary indulgence, one for souls, or offered to souls for a relatively simple act. I'll explain. At the time, in 1216, when St. Francis had this vision, which was of Our Lady and Our Lord, who came to him while he was praying there and asked him what he wanted, accompanied as they were by a myriad of angels and great light, St. Francis hardly knew how to answer when he was offered. It's kind of like, just ask what you want. So it's like the in the movies, the genie appears out of the bottle, ask for anything. Well, of course, it's not at all like that, because it's gratuitous. Our Lord doesn't then hold us to some terrible debt. So our Lord asked him, "What do you want?" Actually, he said, according to one of the accounts, "What do you wish me to do to help poor sinners?" And because St. Francis was there praying for souls and praying for sinners, and the Lord was pleased with his prayer, and so appeared to him along with his mother, and St. Francis then, in the impetuosity of his heart and generosity, made a bold request. He asked for full pardon to all who came to visit that little chapel, that little church, the Porciuncula, making a good confession. So that's the plenary indulgence in a nutshell, is the full pardon of all sin and of the temporal debt that we owe when we commit sins. It's not enough simply to be repentant for the sin and forgiven. There's also then reparation necessary. And so the plenary indulgence would be restitution, so to speak, reparation, payment in full, so that a soul who obtains the plenary indulgence at that moment that it's obtained is as free from any debt of sin as after it was just baptized. It's a complete remission of all sin. And so it's a very large request. May be difficult for us to understand the magnitude of it today because of St. Francis's intercession. It's become something that the church has promoted, accepted and promoted. But at first, our Lord pleased with his requests, still wanted him to obtain permission from the Pope. And so immediately St. Francis went to find the Pope, who at the moment was in Perugia, not so far from Assisi. And when he appeared before the Pope, he said, "The Lord has told me to ask you for this indulgence." And the Pope was a little bit taken aback, because at that time it was very rare. The plenary indulgence more or less was reserved to those who were going off to the Crusades to risk their life for the sake of the Church. And only with difficulty was that extended then to those who didn't necessarily physically go to risk their lives, but who in some way materially assisted the Crusaders. And that was pretty much it. And so St. Francis's request to allow people to earn a plenary indulgence simply by visiting a little chapel in Assisi caused a little bit of scandal among some of the court there, some of the prelates gathered around the Pope. But the Holy Father was inspired and moved by St. Francis's intercession, and after some contemplation, after some deliberation, agreed to grant it. He allowed his entourage, his advisors of prelates, to put some limitations on that indulgence. And so it was granted on the condition that, first of all, it be limited to one day. So from Vespers of the 1st of August, the second Vespers, which at the time was the feast of St. Peter and the chains of St. Peter, which is also why St. Francis requested it for that particular day, as St. Peter was liberated, so St. Francis wished that sinners would be liberated from their sin. And so beginning at second Vespers on the feast of the chains of St. Peter until sundown the next day, that was the time period in which this indulgence could be obtained. And there were some conditions, mainly that the person, of course, has to be also disposed to receive such a grace. So it was required that they would make a good confession, a sacramental confession, and being absolved from their sins, then with this indulgence, all of the temporal punishment or temporal debt would be also relieved. And as I said, this created somewhat of a scandal among some of the prelates. And it's a good scenario for looking at, again, the truth about God's mercy, because we're in this year of mercy, and it's important that we appreciate the truth about God's mercy. You know, our Lord told a parable about the workers in the field and how some worked all day long and got a day's pay, which is what they agreed to, and they received it. But then some came at the very end of the day, worked a half an hour or an hour, and got the same pay. And you know, some people were upset about it. And the master said, "Well, I've given to you who came early in the day, I've given you what we agreed upon. Are you going to hold it against me because I want to be generous to these who've come later?" And our Lord then, from the cross, showed the truth of these words. He, our Lord, completely innocent, was nailed to the cross and was dying for the sins of others, and the good thief who just at that last moment owned up and repented of his bad life, and our Lord said, "This very day you'll be with me in paradise." So it's totally in keeping with the gospel that the Church accepted and extended this grace, just as our Lord from the cross could be so generous and forgiving. So to the church, through the intercession of Saint Francis, and because our Lord himself desired it, accepted this request for an indulgence, and then over time has extended it to the whole church. You can obtain this indulgence in any Catholic church on this day, provided that you fulfill the normal conditions for the plenary indulgence, which is, as I mentioned, confession, and it's not necessary that it be this day. Any time between 8 days before or 8 days after, within that time period, you can go to confession to fulfill that part of the obligation. It's also required participation at Holy Mass and the worthy reception of the Holy Eucharist, a visit to any Catholic church, followed by the profession of faith, which we're going to profess after in just a moment before we go to communion. And then we'll pray the Our Father, of course, and that's in order to reaffirm our dignity as children of God, as we heard in the reading. And praying for the Pope's intentions, which we should do after every Mass. And so for these relatively easy conditions, if our soul is disposed, the Church grants us this plenary indulgence. And since a number of you, maybe most of you, are consecrated to Our Lady, totally consecrated, I'll mention that we've renounced our right to these spiritual goods for ourselves. We don't dispose of them. We can earn them and give them as a gift to Our Lady, and she will dispose or distribute the graces that we might obtain for the good of souls. And so this too is in keeping with the spirit of Saint Francis, the song or poem of Saint Francis, "Make me a channel of your peace." And one of the lines is, "It is in giving that we receive." And so we don't need to worry about whether or not we'll be covered. Our Lady will take care of us. But let's offer, if we can obtain this indulgence, which also requires complete detachment from sin. So let's pray for that gift of purity, which was so important to Saint Francis, and offer up any merits, any graces that we may earn to Our Lady, as we've already given them over to her. And may she take care of us and our loved ones. Praise be Jesus and Mary.